Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All right, good morning, everybody. This is Vance Rogers, your host for Saturday AM Live, and I want to welcome everybody again. We have with us Susan Johnston from, I'm going to pronounce this right, Bayou Vista, Texas. Did I say that right, Susan?
Close. Can you hear me? It's Bayou.
Bayou Vista.
Bayou Vista.
I know that. I'm so sorry.
That's
I feel okay. I should, after living so close to Louisiana for a couple of years of my life.
You got it. Those kind of bayous,
it's
right?
Bayou, yes, of course. And where is Bayou, Texas, for the rest of us?
So Bayou Vista.
Bayou Vista,
Texas. We are sitting, teetering right on the brink of Galveston Bay. We're 50 miles south of Houston and right across the bay from Galveston Island.
Okay. Well, now that we know where you're at in one of the hotter parts in the country right now, as people are getting drenched on and torrential downpours and all that good stuff, which is all the more reason, especially with inclement weather, that we get to enjoy the benefits of a Nikan wellness home and whatnot. And let's... you know, as I read your story in the most recent Nikan Family Magazine, I was taken back because you were introduced to this much like a lot of us in that, you know, invited over to somebody's home or invited to a hotel room, and all of a sudden information is presented, and regardless of what's going on in our lives at the time, you kind of thought, hey, wait a second, this looks like it would be a good fit. And of course, for those of us who have read the magazine, we can see that the infamous Pat Terry and Mac McDonald were the couple that were your first introductors to you. Tell me about what was going on in your life back then, and when was this, and what happened?
Okay, well, it was be 7 years ago this September, and I was actually involved with another company, which was a good company, but it didn't inspire any real passion in me. we had retired and come back to this area, which is basically home. And I was starting to do a lot of networking, and one of the gals in my networking group was having a Nikan wellness thing at her home. It was actually a thing through the Chamber of Commerce, and she invited everybody to come, and it was like a little ribbon cutting and thing for her business. So I just went to support her, basically, you know. And Pat and Mac were there, and several others, and so we went in, and you know, found out about the products and visited with Pat and Mac, and it was, I don't know, kind of a light came on. I thought, this is really something different. I had, frankly, never heard of Nikan before then, had never heard of them. And it was just, it was impressive, but particularly the energy in the room and the, I don't know, just nice, enthusiastic people, and, of course, the product demonstrations. So that's where I was at that point. Like I said, we had retired, and I was looking, you know, had one little business that I wasn't real thrilled with. But we were, you know, looking for things to do and to keep busy. It's the worst thing you can do when you retire is to sit down. I'd never been one to sit. I've always had a very active, busy life, and knew that I needed to continue to do that. And our health was okay, but we were, you know, already well into our 60s, and beginning to feel things creep in, if you know what I mean. Those of you on the line that are a little older than Vance will understand.
Why does everybody always picking on me because I'm, you know, in my 40s?
I know, it's wonderful.
Yeah,
and with Nikan, you'll be able to feel that good when you're 70 too.
Well, that's definitely true. And I talk to people on a regular basis, and I'm hoping to get one gentleman on the call. He just recently had his 80-year checkup from his doctor, and his doctor told him that he actually is in better shape now today as an 80-year-old than he was as a 60-year-old.
I'm sure that's probably true with us. In fact, I know it is. Our health is better than it was 7 years ago.
Now, Susan, I'm curious because you referred to it twice now that the company that you were with didn't ignite a lot of passion Just a typical one product company, or?
No, it was health related. It's, an old line, very well known, very respected company here in the United States.
Okay.
Product's good. You know, I still use some of their products, especially their, you know, organic cleaning products and things like that. But it's just, I didn't have anybody here local, had a sponsor from another state where we had lived. It just, I don't know. It just didn't seem very fun.
So here you see these energy tests that I'm sure that Mac and Pat did, and that's not something with Company S or Company A that we really can do, other than if you want to take, you know, iodine and put it on white cloth and dump it into, you know, laundry soap. That was always a
right.
fun one for me growing up as a kid. But what was it about these demonstrations that caused you to kind of wake up and say, whoa?
Well, it was just, I guess the one thing with the strength demonstrations, it's such an instant thing. It's so powerful when someone, you know, tests you and then puts a magnet on you or gives you a drink of water and it changes your body so fast. And, you know, I'm sure we all went through this when we were first introduced. You're very skeptical. It's like, how did you do that? And then when it's done again and again and with people that are with you and they have the same aha look on their face, you realize there's really something to it. And the fact that the people in the room, particularly Pat and Mac, were so energetic, and so full of belief and fun and enthusiasm for it, you know, you know you have to take a second look at it. And the very first product I tried, I was having some problems with my eyes, allergies, who knows what. So the first thing I bought before I even joined was one of the sleep masks. And it helped immensely. It made a big difference. And so then I went ahead and joined, and the person that I had brought with me that night, I said, come on, let's go down and do this. She was my massage therapist. Eventually joined Nikon under me. She was there that night, too. So
you went in with an instant organization when you joined.
Doesn't hurt, right?
I know. And Susan, I forgot to mention, you and your husband both retired from property management real estate?
No, my husband, in fact, my husband's still working. We can't get him to retire. They keep calling it. Jim is a civil structural design engineer.
Okay.
I was in, like I think we talked earlier, the commercial side of real estate, not sales so much, but property management, project management, that sort of thing, yeah.
Okay. So not dealing with individual tenants, per se, in a duplex, but you're talking commercial.
Right.
So long-term leases.
Office buildings, warehouses, shopping centers, that sort of thing.
Okay. And one of the things that always amazes me is about, again, entrance into Nikon. One of the go-tos that we have that doesn't really exist in the network marketing industry is instantaneous results. And you've alluded to that. You talked about that. Then your own personal results with a sleep mask. What do you do at that point? Because, and I want to defer back to the way you mentioned it in the magazine article, that figuring out that when somebody comes to you and they're looking to rent or to lease a you know, chunk of real estate, square footage, they're looking, okay? But not everybody necessarily that we talk to is looking to, number one, improve their lives physically, and then number two, improve their lives financially, because small business is really kind of a minority amongst most Americans as far as working for themselves. It's kind of a foreign concept today. What that transition, because now you're going again from real estate to people. So what was the hardest thing for you to overcome in introducing people to Nikon?
Probably the hardest thing to overcome was, well, number one, being willing to tell people what you're doing. you know, it's funny, no matter how enthusiastic you are about something or how much you believe in it, you have to kind of cross that barrier to the point where you're willing to tell somebody what you're doing. You know, particularly once you tell them a little about the company or about the products, and they say things like, "Oh, that sounds like black magic or something," you know, and you get a little scared and you back off for a minute, you know. So you have to kind of step over that line finally and realize it's okay to talk about it out loud in public, you know. And then the second thing that I had to overcome was not to go out there and just start blasting everybody with Nick Ann, you know. I needed to stop and listen to what people were saying to me and not immediately run up and say, "Hi, I'm Susan Johnson, I've got Deacon in, I can just fix your life," you know. It's amazing how fast people run away from you when you do that. So, you know, it's a learning process, because I never had to really step out and speak to people. Like you said, in my other business, people came to me, so.
Sure, right. What is one of the secrets that you do? I mean, yeah, obviously we all learn not to fire hose people or to vomit.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is vomit Deacon on Monday.
This time of day, it's hard for people to be thinking about such crude terms. But what was one of the things that you, even today, that you're definitely a networker. You're involved in groups, and which is one of the things that all of us should be doing one way or the other, whether it's nonprofit or networking group, Chamber of Commerce, these kind of things. How many different groups are you involved in?
Gosh. Well, I belong to three different chambers of commerce here in Galveston County. And I go to all the women's networking. I started a women in business networking for one of the chambers that I belong to. It'll be 5 years ago now in the spring, because they didn't really provide a good networking atmosphere, particularly for women in that particular chamber. And so I went to the board and said, "Hey, can I start a women in business group?" And they said, "Sure, as long as it doesn't cost us anything." So we started out with 20 women, and at our last a meeting with a once-a-month lunch last Thursday at a restaurant, we had 60 people.
Wow.
So, and then I'm another group in Galveston Island. We meet every Thursday morning at 7 o'clock and just network. But another one on Wednesday mornings at 7 o'clock. There's so many networking opportunities out there if you just look for them. And if you can't find one you like, start one. You know, get out there and meet small business people. Go to the chamber meetings and just say, "Hey, let's get together." You know, if you have a community bulletin board, perhaps online like we do, post a thing on there and say, "Hey, if you have a small business, you work out of your home, let's get together and tell each other about our businesses. Let's help each other. Let's give references." And people usually respond to that. They'd like to do that too.
And
if it wasn't for networking, I probably wouldn't have a business, to be honest with you.
Okay. And when you're networking at these events, whether it's Rotary or Toastmasters, there's different formats, which I know that, you know, some groups every week they take, 30 seconds and they tell me what would be a good lead for you, and, tell us what would be a good lead for you this week. What is one of the things, if you have a 30 second spot or a 60 second spot, how do you introduce Susan Johnson and, AKA Anikan Wellness Consultant? What do you say?
Okay, well, I usually, because it's a lot of the same people, the new people in, like, for instance, my Wednesday and Thursday morning networking things, we do exactly that. You have 30 seconds. So every week I pick a different product or a different subject having to do with wellness and use my 30 seconds for that. For instance, I'll stand up, "Good morning, I'm Susan Johnson, my company is Forever Well," and it's, Deacon Consultant. And I'll hold up a pair of socks maybe and say, "We're going to talk about stinky feet this morning." That wakes them up.
Uh-huh.
Or, that maybe the next time I'll just say, "Do you know anybody with osteoporosis? Are you concerned about, anybody in this room concerned about their bones?" Or the next morning, I try to pick something different each week.
Mm-hmm.
when Vital Balance came out, you know, I stood up and had my shake and said, you know, who's tired of being fat and tired, you know? So, if you do it with a little bit of humor, you know, people listen, you know, you don't have to stand up, be stiff and say, we have these wonderful socks, you know. It's better to say, hey, you got stinky feet, I've got the solution for it, you know. And the men in the room in particular, the contractors, the guys that are there in their boots, and the roofers and stuff, they listen and they like
sure.
that.
Sure. Now, have you ever taken the liberty of doing an actual energy test, a product demonstration?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I do. I can't do it in those 30 seconds, but I hold up the shoe soles or I'll hold up the bracelet or whatever and say, as soon as we're through, stand in line, I'm going to show you something that'll just blow you away.
Okay.
You know. And yeah, we do them, then. And, one of my silvers, was actually a gal in my Wednesday morning networking group. For a solid year, she listened to me talk about Nikon, didn't pay any attention at all. And one morning she stopped me after the networking event and she said, do you think one of those little bracelets that you wear would help myositis in my hand? And I said, gee, Sherry, I don't know. Here, take it and wear it for a week and let's see, you know. And so the next week when she came back, she said, well, number one, you're not getting the bracelet back, and number two, I've got to join you. Oh, any pain. So, the product demonstrations can be very powerful. And letting people just put a bracelet on them and send
sure.
them home with it.
Sure. Yeah, and, you know, you're hitting on so many different things that I want to make, you know, draw attention to. But the biggest one is that, because I'm flashing back to different people's methods of, well, I lend this and I loan this and I let people borrow this. And sometimes that can be pretty cost prohibitive to loan out a whole, you know, demo-sized sleep system, because not all of us in what we're looking at today, you know, have an extra $750 to invest in a loaner kit, you know, plus sales tax and shipping and whatnot. But a $30 bracelet,
yeah.
I mean, we can put them on our auto ship. And I was talking to a gentleman a few days ago. He said, yep, I just, you know, put another dozen of those on my auto ship. And I said, what are you doing with all those? And he said, oh, I either give them away or I sell them. They're just, it's a kind of a simple thing. And people are familiar with bracelets, whether a titanium bracelet or all these other things, because they see them at the mall and the kiosks and they're everywhere. But that's a really good, valid point. I think that all of us can remember that, hey, all of us should have a bracelet on us. It's a really, really simple thing. Susan, you mentioned in the very beginning that you guys moved back, or excuse me, y'all moved back to that area. Where did you move from?
We were in Augusta, Georgia for 18 years. My husband was at that time with Bechtel, engineer with Bechtel.
Uh-huh.
And we were transferred to that area for, he was transferred there for a 6-month temporary assignment. We were there for 18 years.
Wow.
You know how those big companies
yeah,
are.
Yeah, sure, sure.
It was a lovely, lovely area. It was nice to get back here then, closer to our family. So.
Okay. So family you still had there, but as far as the day-to-day relationship, 18 years, you count, you'd lose a lot of those. So you really started this business, from the ground, you know, ground floor, building it up. And yet, you said you're quite a few miles outside of Houston, but through a series of different people and events that eventually led you to, Doctors Ted and Andy Vorster.
Mm-hmm.
And, who are in your organization, who, if those of us on the line aren't familiar with Ted and Andy, these guys, or this couple, is, dynamic with capital letter for every, you know, D-I. And they're continually on the top retailers, grouping for North America. Tell us what, you know, who connected the dots for you to now be enjoying, you know, residual benefits from what they're doing with other people.
Well, you recall me telling you that when I first went to see Nick and who turned out to be my sponsor's home, who was no longer with her in the business, but I took a friend with me, my massage therapist. Well, that's who brought Ted and Andy in.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah. She'd known them for years and, you know, used, Andy is her doctor now, and Andy is a naturopath. And eventually, of course, we all now use Andy as our doctor,
yeah.
Our naturopath. But that's where the connection was. And so, of course, Andy's got a wonderful, really nice organization there, full of great people. And we enjoy a great friendship also.
And that was pretty quickly when you got started. I mean, literally.
Wanda Williams, who sponsored Ted and Andy, came in a few months after I signed up, and then it was probably a year, maybe 2 years after that she brought Ted and Andy in. So,
okay.
Not everything happens, real fast.
Sure.
But that's okay.
Right. And I think the big reason that I want to, go down this little this journey or this storybook lane of, connecting the dots is that to remind us all that we don't necessarily get that, star, person right out of the gate. However, there may be several people that help us connect us to those people.
Absolutely.
And I know for Ted and Andy, they've been a valuable resource to myself that I've, emailed them or said to folks, hey, yeah, this is the person that I would suggest talking to because they may have a different take being in a naturopathic physician. Susan, one of the things that's always front and center is that for those of us who are wellness consultants who are very passionate about these wonderful solutions because they've changed our lives, we would literally be scared to death about joining a networking group, about going and, even visiting one. I mean, Toastmasters, oh good Lord, you want me to get up in front of people and do a table topic for a few minutes and talk about something I have no idea what you're going to ask them to talk about and do that for 60 seconds and actually sound intelligent. That is, besides fear of death and taxes, public speaking is huge. What would you say to encourage those of us who are in that mode that we need to get out of our comfort zone if we want to have the biggest impact possible with what Nikan's given us?
Well, probably one of the easiest ways to ease into that sort of a situation, instead of going immediately to Toastmasters or something where you're required to stand up and expose yourself to the world. Well, it is difficult. Even for me sometimes it is. I would start with volunteering with something. Find a food bank, a local organization that really needs volunteers. And you'll be amazed at the people that you will meet there. Number one, volunteering for a nonprofit or a community thing. The people that are volunteering with you, you are all suddenly on the same level. You're all working for free and you're working for a cause. The person next to you may be the CEO of a large company. He may be, or she may be, a bank president. They may be the cleaning lady for the church. You're going to have a wide variety of people that volunteer for various reasons. And suddenly you're on the same level, you're able to connect because you have a common cause that you're working on, and you can let people know what you're doing because they're, you talk when you're volunteering, you get to know them. What do you do? Oh, I work for the bank, I do this. I'm a wellness consultant. I deal in natural wellness, and people especially now are very tuned into that, and I say, wow, I'd love to know more about it, or just listen to what they say. If they say, gosh, I'm tired, I love doing this, but my back hurts, to say, I may have something that would help you. I'd love to talk to you about it. So that's a good way to ease into being with a group and networking, I think.
Oh, no, absolutely, and I think you nailed the aspect that it levels the playing field so that they don't know if they've never heard of Nikan, which is still very, very common today. Most people have heard of magnets for some reason, but not necessarily, Nikan is the one that, really opened the door and brought it to North America in 1989. But it definitely allows us to not necessarily be experts, but to be a little bit more knowledgeable than most. And I love the way you said that I have something that may help you in that area. We're not making a medical claim. And One of the things that I'd like to, actually two things come to mind, but one of them is that you really encourage in your successful tips, again, referring back to the magazine, and folks, if you don't take time to read these stories, my goodness, you're missing out. As one of our wellness consultants says, you know, it's worth the $27.50 to renew every year just to get four issues of this magazine as far as the articles, because the cost of a magazine subscription that actually has really good information in it will cost you about that much. But you said, don't be afraid to use your upline. You know, the three-way calls, they do want you to succeed, which is so true. Tell us how you do a three-way.
Well, for instance, if I'm going to use Pat and Mac, and you don't necessarily, you know, of course you use your upline. Use them and abuse them. Drive them nuts. You know, they love it. But also, don't be afraid to use your downline, too. You know, look at the people I've got in my downline. I've got some stars. They have run right past me and on their way to roll down to several of them. And so, you know, use your downline, too. They, you know, they don't mind. Use your sideline. We have some wonderful people in Houston that are not in our line, but they're always willing to help. You know,
and when you say use your downline, your sideline, what do you mean? So, like, if you're going to call me and I'm, you know, mid-40s and I got a back issue, what would you use? I mean, would you call Ted or Andy, or who would you call to talk about my back issue?
I would probably maybe call Wanda.
Okay.
So the massage therapist, or maybe somebody else in my downline who has a bad back problem.
Okay.
And say, you know, listen, let me let you talk to, you know, John, who has this problem. He can tell you what he did and see if it makes sense to you.
Okay.
Of course, upline, I would, if it's somebody, sometimes you just need somebody else to validate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not, to let them know you're not the only person in Deacon, that there's other people out there that are doing this, you know, because you're the only one they see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you call Pat and Mac and set it up, make sure they're available, your upline, and then you would call him and then call your person and introduce them and then sit back and shut your mouth and let them do the work.
Okay. Very, very, very valuable advice, because, you know, those of us who've either taken the opportunity to read the book, Six Figures in 6 Months, I think that's one of the standout principles that so many of us miss, is we've got to edify other people who've had a tangible experience. I mean, look at the advertising industry, and, you know, it's completely flipped over to that infomercials are just running rampant. And what's on an infomercial is people sharing their story. And there are oodles, by the way, it's a little advertisement here. I was just kind of poking around the other day, and I did not realize how many product testimonies are on the customer web pages that people have access to. If you give them your link, or you give them your, you know, ID, you know, www.myneacon.com/your name or your ID number, the amount of testimonies that are there, let's let people read these. And allow them to experience it. And speaking of testimonies, this is what I want to finish with, Susan, if we can, is you said the, basically, the way I wrote this down, that the energy test opened your eyes, and it was the sleep mask, really, that was your first product experience. What happened with the sleep mask?
Well, I was having some, I don't know, inflammation in my eyes, redness, pain, from probably something in the air, who knows where it came from. And by wearing it just for a few nights, and even during the day, if my eyes begin to bother me, I'd lay down and put it on. And it just, the problem went away. So, you know, it was like, wow, this is pretty cool. And since then, I can go on for another hour with product testimony just in our own family. My bone health is tremendously better because of osteodance. My husband, who had a knee injury at one point, he was a distance runner, and had a knee injury and couldn't run anymore, and over the years he had tremendous pain in his knee, couldn't do a lot. Got on the bone health pack when it first came out, within 3 months, the pain was gone. We don't know whether arthritis is gone. Who knows, but the pain's gone. Who cares?
Exactly. And if the pain's gone, it doesn't matter whatever else we got.
We sleep so much better. We breathe so much better. I mean, it's just, you know, it just really makes a difference, a huge difference.
And I have to ask this, being that your husband's an engineer, was it tough for him to swallow this concept of, you know, without knowing really or how it works, or maybe he did some homework and figured out how everything works?
Oh, as far as the products?
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it was difficult for him. He saw the demonstrations, he went through them, you know, at some point, also, and, you know, he's a smart guy. So, you know, he realized, no, it wasn't witchcraft, it was science, and it works.
Okay.
You know, so, he's my silent partner, he's my IT guy, so.
I like that statement. It's not witchcraft, it works.
<That's>,
just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's, you know, a foreign concept or something evil.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and some people who insist on, you know, well, you have to explain to me exactly how it works and what it's about. And, you know, and for those real analytical types, you can send them information if that's important to them. For most of them, I say, you know, it doesn't matter. If this stopped your pain instantly, do you care how it works? Do you care what it is? As long as it's not going to do any harm, unlike the drugs that you were taking for your back pain, but does no harm, what do you care?
Yeah.
And you say, well, yeah, you're right. It doesn't matter, does it? Yeah, I'm not smart enough to explain how it works. So.
Oh, and I think that works to our advantage on a regular basis.
I think so, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Susan, thank you for taking 30 minutes out of your schedule. I really, really appreciate this, and I know that the people listening, either live right now or to the recording, which, by the way, if you've got somebody that you think would relate to Susan's story or is in real estate as far as, you know, not so much the selling of houses, but, you know, anybody. I think anybody can relate to, you know, the concept of, hey, what do you do in your retirement years? Because most of the people I talk to who are, you know, in their 60s, 70s, and say, well, what do you do for an occupation? Oh, I'm retired. Well, sort of. Those two words, sort of, have now become, you know, staple words that always tag with retirement for some reason. And I think there's a good reason. I keep seeing more and more evidence why people are saying you really shouldn't retire. And there's a reason why. And Nikan definitely gives us something not to retire to, but to be able to, you know, kind of avoid that concept. Because who wants to retire? I mean, why stop if you're having fun doing something?
Oh, exactly. And like I said, it gave me purpose in my life, a reason to get out and get active. And that's so important, so very important. And I think, too, just a second more about the products, the mental clarity, all the things, the wellness home. My husband at age 71 is still in demand as an engineer because he is mentally bright, he's physically active and in good shape. How many people can say that?
Yeah, that, you know? I've met people in their, even in their 40s and their 50s, who don't have it.
Right.
Whereas sometimes my dear beloved wife, who just celebrated a birthday, said to me last night after at the very, very end of the day, after a wedding and after I was working outside most of the day, husband, did you run out of words yet again? There's a fog there. I mean, you don't understand. He's in the hot sun all day. Anyway, but I wouldn't have it any other way because I know that when I get to lay down at night and spend 6 to 8 hours on this incredible nature rest sleep system, that I wake up and going, wow, that felt wonderful. So anyways, for those of us who have a friend that they think, man, they would really enjoy hearing Susan's story, the recording is available at www.saturdayamlive.com. Again, saturdayamlive.com. And give Steve a few hours or a day or so to get the recordings up. And in the meantime, there's a whole slew of other recordings there that you can tap into. And I want to, as Susan mentioned, you know, in the introduction of the Vital Balance, I keep wanting to come back to that because we have got more and more people. I got a text yesterday from a longtime friend who said, "Hey Vance, what was my, how do I log in and order more of the meal replacement?" And this is a gentleman who ordered two right out of the gate a few months ago, and now he's out. And I said, "Oh, and by the way, if you want to go ahead and order three at a time, I'll give you the free one." Well, that perks people up right there. This stuff works. It really, really does work. It's not witchcraft. It simply works, regardless of what product or what solution people are looking for. And we owe it to them to allow them to see, yet leverage the tools, as Susan said, you know, leveraging other people. So, anyways, thank you again, Susan. And remind everybody again, thank you, Susan, for being with us. I look forward to talking with you guys next Saturday and gals, next Saturday if not before. So have a fantastic weekend and hang tight in a couple secs and we'll open the line for some Q&A. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks, Vance.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.